Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 80 for Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished slightly lower on Tuesday due to speculative trading. Canola was anywhere from 50 cents to $2 below unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $465.70 a ton. That's down $1.70. Losses in Malaysian palm oil added to the downside, and hedge pressure was a feature. There is speculation canola yields could be better than expected despite recent rains. Funds will likely continue to cover themselves to the short side as the harvest continues. Uncertainty over how much canola China will buy was bearish. However, gains in U.S. soybeans limited today's losses. Wet weather on the Canadian prairies was supportive, and the open interest on the charts continues to build. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, while 200 barley contracts changed hands. In the U.S., soybeans were 4 to 6 cents higher. The November contract was at $9.51 a bushel. Technical buying was a feature as commercials went bargain hunting. The USDA reported that exporters had booked 120,000 tons of soybeans for China. The market felt some pressure from new reports suggesting soybean yields in the U.S. will be a bit better than expected. Harvest progress is expected to speed up now that the rains have stopped in key sections of the U.S. Midwest. Corn was 2 cents higher, with the December contract checking in at $3.31 a bushel. The corn market bounced back after yesterday's losses. The harvest is still behind schedule due to heavy rains in the U.S. Corn Belt, but the skies have cleared somewhat. A lot of work still remains to get caught up, though. Weekly U.S. export inspections were up. The total was 1.4 million tons last week. The overall outlook on the charts remains choppy with a narrow range. And wheat rose 4 to 7 cents with the most active December contract at $4.03 a bushel. A slight increase in demand helped bolster wheat prices. The market is sitting above the key support level of $4 a bushel. Heavy rains are threatening to cut into Australia's wheat harvest, which was supportive for U.S. wheat. As well, American wheat growers also saw a bit of a recovery after yesterday's losses on the charts. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.